from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
3-2 on the way. And it's way inside, ball four. And a 3-1 way inside, almost hit him. It's ball four. Second walk issued by Alvarado. Three balls, one strike. Alvarado's pitch. Too high, ball four. He's walked his third man of the inning. 3-1 the count. Alvarado's pitch. Low ball four, and he walks in a run as he's walked his fourth batter of the inning. A run home for the Braves without a hit. Four walks issued by Alvarado here in the bottom of the eighth inning.
What a mess. What a mess last night down in Atlanta. Welcome on Instant Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillie, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We're live today and happy to be here so we get a little Phillies distraction as the show goes on. Broadcasting live from 94 WIP's Camp Comeback at the NovaCare Complex, streamed by Hitch RV. Hitch RV, your premier family-owned dealership for locations. Go to HitchRV.com. Lot to get to. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, can we start with the all pumpkin everything, man?
No.
I'm tired of it.
I'm
like,
sorry.
Seriously, every year. Like, I don't mind the pumpkin chicken wings that they have at the Jug Handle. I don't mind those. Those are okay. But pumpkin spice cookies, pumpkin spice lattes, come on, dog.
Beer, I'm all in. Huge. Tomorrow is the start of pumpkin spice season, don't
you
know?
That's what I'm saying. I'm tired of it,
Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, they're all rolled out tomorrow.
Stop, dog. It's just too much. And you know what else is ridiculous? The folks that get real excited about the pumpkin spice, it's not that exciting at this point.
You could just call me out.
No, I'm just saying.
It's not.
Is that what Elliot was drinking this morning? He had a pumpkin spice.
No, well, yesterday he told me yesterday he wanted one, but they don't start serving until tomorrow. So.
Yeah, man, y'all killing me with the pumpkin spice.
Well, speaking of killing me, and good morning, everybody. We're live at Eagles camp. We got a lot to get to today, including an Eagles team that has their final practice of training camp. We're here. I mean, Hugh Douglas in training camp mode, last day of school mode out there, sprinting to make the show on time, saying hi out there.
But you know what's funny? Like, I left before you did, because we were down there. But what happened, I started talking to people.
Yeah, I made it back way before me. And it's not a long walk.
No,
it takes
not.
Like a minute.
It's not. And so then I'm looking, and I'm like, oh, snap, I got to go to work.
Yeah, you do. You know, and it'd be nice if the Phillies went to work last night. Some of their pitchers did, not all of them. Phillies lose last night 3-1. And look, it's I'm not there. I haven't been there. I will not get there on the division. I don't take the Braves seriously. But I am taking seriously the other teams in the NL, like the Dodgers, who are closer to whole now, and the Brewers, who continue to win.
What did the Mets do last night?
The Mets lost. I don't take them very seriously. But the bottom line is this. The Phillies hold on a bye forget home field advantage. Just a bye. Avoiding the wild card round is almost gone. I mean, it's actually only there by a tiebreaker right now. By tomorrow, we could come in here, Hugh Douglas, and the Phillies won't even be a top two seed in the National League. They're having trouble. They have been awful in total since the All-Star break. And there's a lot of blame to go around. 215-592-9494. The Phillies have been the worst team in the National League since the All-Star break. Those are the facts. It's been a long time now. It's been over a month. And we've played the blame game a lot on WIP and the frustration game and the worry game. Well, I got to point to a certain select few, but a certain select one, Hugh, that I'm most frustrated with. And I'm putting the largest blame for what's gone on since the All-Star break. And it's the stars, but for me, primarily, it's the star. Bryce Harper has not been good. Let me make it clear, not great. He hasn't been good since the All-Star break. His OPS since the All-Star break is 651. Mm-hmm. That's like the territory where for the first 2 months we say Castellanos is terrible. We wish we could cut him. That's how he's hit since the All-Star break. Castellanos early in the season territory. That's been Bryce since the All-Star break. Last 30 games, he's hitting 214. Last night, Hugh, they give Bryce Harper the day off Sunday, right? No, do anything. Don't pinch it. Full day off for the team Monday. And last night, he goes out there 0 for 4, three strikeouts. I'm just going to put it very simply. They need Bryce Harper to wake up. Otherwise, don't make plans for wild card weekend because the Phillies are going to be playing in that first round. If Bryce Harper doesn't wake up, they're going to fall out of a bye in the playoffs. They need him.
That's pretty strong. I mean, but I do agree with you to a certain extent, and that is Bryce Harper got 2 days off. Your coach, your manager, I should say, Rob Thompson took a bullet for you for the simple fact that a lot of people felt that in a winnable game, you should have been out there. And you get those 2 days off and you come up short the way that you did it. Your top three guys went 0-for. You can't have that, man, especially with a team that is leaking oil the way the Braves are. You know what's funny? Like, I got friends down there. And the day that they found out yesterday when Austin Riley was hurt, everybody said, well, you know, their biggest thing was, you know, I guess this isn't our season. Last night you gave them life in a game that was winnable. When you talk about the offense that you did not display in the way that they were hitting, Marcell Ozuna was the best hitter in that lineup. And it was unfortunate that Zach had one pitch that it was unfortunate that he hit it and he knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, Zach pitched more than well enough to win if they scored some runs for it.
Yeah. You got to help him out, man. I mean, because throughout that offense, Marcell Ozuna is absolutely the best hitter. And you had Whit Merrifield had a good night last night.
I mean, Whit Merrifield had multiple extra base hits. That was like the twist of the knife. Like, Whit Merrifield was terrible here.
Oh, the irony.
Oh, man, it's frustrating. 215-592-9494. Who do you blame the most for the Philly slides? It's the All-Star break. Second half, you know, June, you know, really, it's just, it really goes back now to June, but specifically since the All-Star break, that's it. I mean, that they have the worst record in the NL since the All-Star break. I mean, you can't slice it any other way. They have been not good enough for a couple months now. Is it enough that they're going to blow the division? I still don't believe so because they built such a big lead and Atlanta does have so many problems. But I don't want to play in that wild card series. Three-game series, Hugh, anything could happen. You lose the first game, that means the next day it's elimination you're facing. I just want to avoid that series as much as possible. And they're right now teetering on not even being in a top two spot. 215-592-9494. Let's hear Bryce Harper after the game yesterday, after an 0-for. And again, Bryce Harper, who at one point, I think it was what, early July when the Dodgers came here? Remember this discussion was who's going to win the MVP, Bryce Harper or Shohei Ohtani?
He was in the front runner for MVP.
Yeah, well, you know what's happened now? So he was, right? It was Ohtani as the favorite, but Bryce was pretty close behind him. And it was like, oh, we're going to have a great MVP race this summer. You look up now, Bryce Harper is 65-1 to win the MVP. He's behind Ohtani, obviously, who's going to win it. Marcell Ozuna, Ketel Marte, Francisco Lindor. He's tied with Ellie De La Cruz, who's a nice young player, but he's on a losing team. Like, basically, the odds are telling you Bryce Harper has hit himself out of the MVP race. Here's Bryce last night after the game.
Big series for the Braves, obviously. How do you kind of match that, if you can, you know, sort of match there?
Should be a big series for us, too. I mean, obviously, you know, we got a long ways to go. Still got a month of baseball left, so we should come here wanting to win games. It doesn't matter how far you are or anything like that. Obviously, you guys know what happened early in 07, so just got to keep going and keep doing our thing.
Bryce there, obviously referring to the Phillies' comeback in 07 to take the division over the Mets. But, like, yeah, they are big games for them, too. I'm glad he recognizes that. Now I need him to play that way. And, like, I think he will. I think Bryce Harper will come out of this, and hopefully by October he's doing the Bryce Harper things we're accustomed to. But, Hugh, I just can't – I can't get around that they need him. You know, we always have these discussions. Can the Phillies still win if Rojas is just, you know, there, right? If he just hits 230 and plays defense. Yeah, they can. They've done
that. Yeah, but you can't do that if Bryce isn't doing his thing.
No, even Castellanos. In the beginning of the season, remember how bad he was, but they were winning? It's very difficult. It's almost like the Eagles with Jalen Hurts. It's very hard to imagine they win 12 games this year if he doesn't play really well. Like, could they win 8 or 9 if he's okay? Yeah. But can they win 12 without him being really good? Probably not. It's the same thing here. The Phillies need Bryce Harper to be really, really good. Otherwise, they're in trouble.
And this is the thing that sticks out to me, Joe, is that you had 2 days off. When you gave Trey Turner a night off, when he was struggling, he came back and he rewarded you, because actually Topper rewarded you by giving you the days off.
But he got hot.
He paid you back, like Trey Turner paid you back for giving the day off and letting him get back on track. Bryce should have did the same thing. Bryce has to do the same thing. Now I know, you know, we talk about, you know, different scenarios and everything like that, but this is the same guy who a couple nights ago we felt that if we could have won that game, could have brought us out of the doldrums and won that game for us. He has to be the guy that wins us that game last night.
He's got to do something. I mean, he has to wake up. 215-592-9494. Who are you giving the most blame for the Eagles slide? Excuse me, not the Eagles. I'm thinking last year. The Phillies slide. We are at Eagles camp today. The Phillies slide in the second half of the season. And there's a lot to go around. I mean, and when I say Bryce, he's just the one I think is the most important, and he's the best player. He needs to hit. It's all the stars. I mean, like Trey Turner before last Thursday had been pitiful for a month. Kyle Schwarber has been very up and down. He's had a couple of huge hits that have really won games for them, so I think it's a little bit easier for me to kind of wrap my mind around his slump, because he had the grand slam last week. He had the big home with the 3 home run night in L.A. Other than that, it's been choppy for him to the top of the order. I mean, go look at their numbers since the All-Star break, and there's the story. But it starts and ends with Bryce Harper for me. He needs to be better. You know, we talk about him as one of the best players in baseball. The best players in baseball don't hit 651 OPS in the second half. Like, he's got to be better. He has to go back to being the Bryce Harper we're used to. Otherwise, they're going to go home early. 215-592-9494. Of course, we also had the debacle in the eighth inning last night where Jose Alvarado couldn't throw a strike. There's few things in sports more painful than watching a pitcher on the mound that can't throw a strike. It's like they're just lonely, and they're all by themselves, and they just can't get out of it. He couldn't throw a strike. 4 walks in an inning last night is brutal. Here's Topper on why he left Alvarado in the game in the eighth.
In the eighth inning there with Alvarado, after the third walk of the inning that loads the bases, 30 pitches, why not get him out of there?
Well, I'm trying to get him through at one, and I think it's a tough spot to put Lazar in. I'm trying to get as much confidence in Alvy as I possibly can. So I don't know whether – I'm just hoping he makes it out.
That was a revealing answer there by Topper. I mean, I'm hoping he makes an out. Hope.
Hoping that, but he's been walking the tightrope for a while.
Oh, he has.
He has been. And you know what the funny thing about it, because when you throw him out there, Joe, he's hit or miss. And I think it was Kyle – that I think he was pitching last week sometime, and Kyle said something like, hey, man, when he's out there, I feel a little nervous because I don't know what I'm going to get. Well, you got what you didn't want last night. You got exactly what you didn't want last night. And I understand. I don't agree with – let me say that, because I know people are pretty upset this morning, so I just want to be clear. I understand what Topper's trying to say, because he's been walking that tightrope for so long that you just hope that he gets on the other side of it. And last night, unfortunately for him, that was not the case.
Well, it wasn't. It was an ugly inning. And the whole thing, it does, it kind of comes back and speaks to the urgency that I think we all feel they need to start having. I get Topper leaving the guy in the game last night, trying to get him through an inning, not bringing the young guy in that spot. But they need urgency. Bryce Harper needs urgency. Topper needs urgency. This thing is, it's a weird way of saying, because they're going to make the playoffs. I have zero doubt in my mind they're going to be in the postseason.
But you don't want to go into the postseason leaking oil.
Well, of
you don't want to go in there feeling. You don't want to go in there feeling like you're a one and done scenario.
Yes, and the way
you don't want to be the Dallas Cowboys.
That, well, you're right. I mean, the way they've played lately, they look like a team that would be ripe to get beat if they have to play the first round series. And they just do. I mean, like, think about the way they've played since the All-Star break. 215-592-9494. Who do you blame the most for the Phillies' struggles, the Phillies' slide in the second half? Topper's gotten a lot of blame the last couple days. I expect that to continue today. Obviously, the eighth inning yesterday with his decision to leave Alvarado in the game. Then there's the star players. And the blame could go around here. Kyle, what are you thinking on the blame game as the Phillies drop the opener in Atlanta?
Yeah, so at least in terms of last night, there's blame to go around like everywhere. Rob Thompson for leaving Alvarado in, who, by the way, I'm beyond the point of nervousness. The guy's unplayable, right? The star players, the top three guys in the lineup, 0 for a million. But last night was really the moment for me where I started looking at, what did Dave Dombrowski do this offseason and at the trade deadline to put this team in the best position to win it all, or to win the World Series and make a real run at this thing? Like, Whit Merrifield in the offseason, who is the only move, and you know, I'm not lamenting the loss of Whit Merrifield, God, but it was poetic last night, the fact that he had a triple and double on this team and then kind of dunked on us after the game. Honestly, what I'm looking at is, why does Jose Alvarado have to be a guy? Like, could we have done a little more than Tanner Banks and Estevez and Austin Hayes at the trade deadline? Like, what are we doing? And I'm usually a blame the star players guy, but honestly, that's the way that this team is constructed. Who constructed this team? It was Dave Dombrowski. Like, they're way too top heavy. They relied too much on Brandon Marsh and Bryson Stott to really take big steps forward this season, and they haven't. So, like, I'm really starting to like get the. I'm starting to look at Dave Dombrowski a little bit with the side eye here and be like, is he cooked? I mean, has Dave Dombrowski lost his touch on how to build like a legitimate like powerhouse World Series contender? I don't know what was going on, what held him back from making like an all-in move here at the trade deadline. But like, it's really starting to dawn on me that they're about to just be left in the dust by all the other teams that actually made winning moves.
To be fair, though, Bryson Stott and Bohm a year ago looked like they were going to be guys that were going to
Bohm did take the leap, right? Yeah. Bohm was an all-star, and he's like 30-something game on. I think it's 36 now, 37 game on base streak. He's continuing the second half. But Bohm has taken the jump. Stott, unfortunately, has not.
And neither is Marsh. And to us, like, we can say, you know, I hope or I think that they might take a step forward this year. But as the general manager of the baseball team, it's his job to be able to, like, to have that foresight and know whether or not these guys actually will or not. Like, I think he put too many eggs in that basket, and now, like, when Harper and Schwarber aren't going, the rest of the offense, it's like feeble. So
they have no chance.
They have none.
That's why, and I hear you, and I think you're right on Dombrowski. Probably didn't do enough. Hey, you know what, Hugh? The trade deadline this year was a chance for the Phillies to assert themselves as, like, we're definitely the best. It feels like they let everybody else come back to the pack. Like, the Phillies... I look at the Phillies right now, Hugh, and if you asked me in June, I would have said they're going to win the World Series. Mm-hmm. And now you know what I say today? They're one of eight or nine teams that could win the World Series. Like, they certainly could, but I don't feel like they're way better than everybody else. How could I?
I look at it like this. I think that when you talk about the moves or the lack of moves that Dombrowski made, it was, to me, he was saying that he felt like he had enough here to get the job mm-hmm. done, because it was trending. At one point, it was trending in that direction. And when you look at the addition of Whit Merrifield, who knew he was going to be horrible? Because you look at him, once the all-star comes in and he's supposed to contribute. That didn't work out. But the core guys were supposed to be the guys that took the leap. The starting pitching, for whatever reason, it carried this team early on. Hasn't been the case lately. Has not been the case lately. But 3-1. I look at the stars for that, bro. You got to score more runs than that.
Yeah,
you have to score more runs than that.
They got to wake
against
up.
Against a team that has been decimated by injuries. I mean, we could talk about the moves that he made or didn't make at the, you know, at the trade deadline, but the bottom line is this. Your top three guys were 0 for last night. And in a 3-1 game, 3-1, they were 0 for.
Well, and that's why, and look, I'm interested to see where people come down today and who they blame the most for what's happened to the Phillies, you know, since the All-Star break. But Rob Thompson, he's frustrated me at times. I think he needs to have more sense of urgency. He didn't go 0-for-12 last night, right? He writes their name in the lineup card, and there's only so much he could do. Dave Dombrowski, could he have done more? Should he have done more? Yeah, I think Kyle's onto something there. When we might look back and be like, really, that was what you did the deadline with the best team at that point in baseball? But the reality is, it still comes down to those three guys. It's always going to come down to those three guys. And specifically, Bryce Harper, for me, since the All-Star break, again, go look at his numbers since the All-Star break. And remember when he kind of rushed back to play in the All-Star game, had another rehab assignment? Maybe we need those once in a while. Like, since the All-Star break, Bryce Harper has hit to the level that Castellanos hit in the first half when we all said, he stinks, get rid of him. I wish we could get rid of him. That's the way the best player in Philadelphia has hit since the All-Star break. And this, it has to change, otherwise the Phillies are not going to win. I mean, that's it. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. We're live today, Eagles training camp. We got a lot to do, a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League to give away, the draft 1 week from tonight. And, of course, the Eagles in front of us with their final practice training camp. Eagles safety Reed Blankenship will join the show a little bit later on. Terry is up first on WIP this morning. What's up, Terry?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Terry, what are you thinking?
First off, can I get on to you about the pumpkin spice thing?
Go ahead.
Dude, you won't understand. It's white people stuff, so you won't understand this situation.
I think, Terry, you're probably onto something there.
Is that?
Terry's probably onto something.
Terry. We'll just keep it right there. But anyway.
I mean, you took the Daily Douglas and enhanced it.
Yes.
You got you here.
Let people enjoy our time of year.
I didn't look at it like that.
Let white people cook and have pumpkin spice coffee.
Bad,
let
bad,
us let
Terry.
Us do our thing.
You got it, bro.
Go ahead, Terry.
But anyway, on the whole Philly thing, yeah, this is just a disaster. Like, I just thought we're not going through a whole Eagles situation. You know, I mean, it looks terrible. I mean, Phillies are just like, forgot how to play ball, how to, you know, go out there and actually swing the bat. Can't get up and going. The offense looks cold. I mean, I can't expect much more out of Rod. I can't take another moment watching him out there looking like a dud.
Well, the worst part is, Terry, with Alvarado, is they can only bury him so much, right? It's not like they have 7 or 8 good relief pitchers where they could just say, well, we're not going to pitch him for a while. He's going to be part of it, but I'm with you. It's like I every time he comes in, I just assume there's going to be 2 or 3 base runners on. It's crazy.
You know what? I'll take a Taijuan Walker over Alvarado any day.
Wow! Now we're going bottom of the barrel here. Ooh. Terry, good phone call, and thank you for putting Hugh in the right headspace when it comes to the pumpkin spice stuff.
Yeah, I did not know it was an exclusive deal.
Well, I don't think it's exclusive. I think it's just trick. I would say if there's a long line tomorrow on the first day that pumpkin spice is offered in places,
it would not be a diverse line.
I think there's probably something to that. Yeah, I think so. 215-592-9494. Who do you put the most blame on for the Phillies' struggles since the All-Star break? It's clear for me. It's the star players, but led by Bryce Harper. And I'm not trying to exclude Schwarber and Turner. Excuse me. They've also struggled. But at least there's something there I could point to, right? Like, Schwarber had a 3-home-run game. He had a grand slam last week that we thought saved the season in the moment, and probably still did. And Turner got red hot a couple different times here where, you know, for a couple of games,
he had a nice little weekend.
He's winning games. He won the game on Friday night. Bryce has just been, poor for a long time now. Jeff in Wilmington. Hey, Jeff.
Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Hey, what's up, Jeff. What's up?
So I got caught up in the pumpkin spice thing because I bought a 2.5-pound bag at BJ's of Brown's Starbucks. I took one scoop of it, mixed it with my regular coffee, and I'm taking it back. It's awful.
Oh, you're out?
Caught up. Oh, I'm out, dude. I drink my coffee black, so I figured, let me just try a little bit of, you know, spice in there. It's terrible, man. I can't do it. I'm taking it back.
So I take my coffee the same way. I would say this. The pumpkin stuff is better if you have some sort of, whether you
just
cream
too much,
or milk,
man.
Whatever.
It's just over pumpkin and everything.
And I'm white, so I got to find some white friends that'll maybe I can give it away. But it cost me $19, dude. That was the thing that got me. I'm
hey,
like,
Jeff,
all right,
you,
man.
You stuck
all right.
with that, bro.
You'll find
you
plenty of white people to take that off your hands. There's no question.
Yeah.
All right, so.
So my thing is the top three guys have not been consistent. Bryce is the worst of the three of them. Yeah, Turner got hot for a few games. And like you said, Joe, Schwarber had the home run or the grand slam and whatnot. But those three guys have got to hit because we shouldn't be real. Basically, we shouldn't have to count on Boehm and Castellanos. Pretty much, they've been most consistent all year. The two of those dudes, believe it or not, other than the first month of the season when Castellanos sucked. But it's more on Bryce than anything. And last night, specifically, how can Popper put in Alvarado, knowing that he's got to pitch to 3 batters minimum, and knowing it's a tight game, and that guy has not been good all year? I would have never done that. Not once.
Well, and it felt like last night, you know, he was almost thinking, and I think that's what he was saying after the game, and Jeff, we always preach the call. It was almost like Topper was thinking, hey, I don't have a day off until, you know, I think a week and a half, 2 weeks from now. I got all these games coming up. I'm down anyway. We're not scoring. Almost in effect punting away, or at least not putting your full foot forward yesterday, and I get it. I mean, when you have a situation like this where the bullpen's a little thin, sometimes you got to do it, but they need to hit more. They could have been up. If they're up, Hoffman's in that game. Strom's in that game. The reason they weren't up is because the guys didn't hit. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop, but we're live today. Eagles training camp. All right, coming up on the other side, we gotta hear it. Whit Merrifield, did he take a shot at the Phillies after the game last night? You'll hear it next.
The
His thoughts
nerve.
On two extra base hits against the Phillies. Your phone calls, who is the biggest reason, and what's the biggest reason the Phillies have struggled since the All-Star break? Is it the star players, Topper, Dombrowski? Who are you putting the biggest blame on here? Plus, a spot in our fantasy league is up for grabs. Today, we'll tell you how we're giving that away next. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show live at Eagles training camp. Sports Radio 94.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Or WIP.
And it'll hit off the sidewall. Merrifield on his way to second. He's going to try for third as Castellanos had to go over to cover the corner possibility, and Merrifield's going to have himself a leadoff triple.
Yeah, just the adding insult to the nonsense last night. Whit Merrifield, what a pair of extra base hits. Welcome back. Midday Show. We're live today from 94 WIP's Camp Comeback at the NovaCare Complex, right by Hitch RV. Hitch RV, your premier family-owned dealership. For locations, go to HitchRV.com. Eagles safety Reed Blankenship is going to join us after their final practice of training camp today. It is over today. Sirianni said before practice today, they're going to work them hard. A longer practice. Final one today. And then obviously preseason game on Saturday. And then they start prepping here, Hugh, for the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, man. Now. There's a lot of alumni out here today. It's funny because when they said they were going to have a hard practice today, it don't look like it's going to be that hard. It's just different.
It's going to be longer. I mean, that's when they say hard, it's longer.
Yeah. And, you know, this is about the time, you know, you usually break camp after this game. Well, usually would be after the third preseason game. But, yeah, that's about right. And just start getting prepared for the cutdowns that are coming next week.
Tuesday, I believe. Yep.
And just get ready for the season, because the season is upon us.
Yeah, we're almost there. A lot of Eagles to come. We got a lot to get into. But we start with the Phillies, who stunk it up last night. Lose 3-1 in Atlanta, the Braves. I'm putting the biggest blame on the slide in the second half on the star player, specifically Bryce Harper. 651 OPS since the break. It's been poor.
It should have came up bigger last night.
And that really cemented it for me. He gets doesn't play Sunday, full day off, doesn't use, you know, using the pinch hit because they got to rest. Yeah, full day off on Monday, real day off. And then yesterday, 0-for-4, 3 strikeouts. And it's not like Reynaldo Lopez is a nice pitcher. He's had a nice year for the Braves. But he's not going up against Chris Sale. He's not going up against prime Randy Johnson. Like, we're not talking about the greatest pitchers in baseball, Hall of Famers. He's just a good pitcher last night. And Bryce is just hitless and looked lost up there. 215-592-9494. Then we got to hear this after the game. You got Whit Merrifield. You know, okay, a little jab at the Phillies as he goes down to Atlanta and he helps them win a game against the Phils.
For you personally, you face your former team for the first time since becoming an Atlanta Brave, a triple, a double, a walk, a run. You do it in an excellent manner. How much do you relish the opportunity to contribute that way?
Well, I mean, it is just it's another game. But I'd be lying if I said it didn't feel good, you know, to play well against a team that, you know, told you that you weren't good enough to play for him. So, I wasn't playing very good over there, so it might be true at the time, but, it's nice to play well against your former team. But I do love those guys and wish them nothing but the best, just a little bit less than the best when they play the Braves.
A little dig there. Told you I wasn't good enough to play for you.
No, you know what he did? He took a moment to try to take a dig, but then he realized
that he stunk here?
Yeah, that he wasn't good. I mean, that's the delusion that most players have nowadays. I mean, come on, bro. They gave you an opportunity. They gave you ample opportunity, and you came up short. You started the season here.
Yeah, and it gave him a decent amount of at-bats to kind of, like, work his way through it. And then at some point, you got to pull the plug.
So just come on, man. Be humble. I mean, it's great that you had a good game finally. You only did that one time here, wasn't it?
He had the home run against the Mets. Yeah, he very rarely did anything.
Yeah, so it's like, just be humble in that situation, man, because, they did kind of put you back on, help you out by giving you the job. You just didn't help them out by reciprocating.
Well, he did not, and it's annoying to see that he helped them win a baseball game last night against the Phillies. 215-592-9494. Who do you blame the most for the Phillies slide? Dennis in Mount Laurel's up talking to Phils here this morning. Hey, Dennis.
Joey G in high definition. You, Douglas. How you doing?
What's going on, man?
Hey, Dennis. What's up, pal? What are you thinking?
Well, I almost agree with you, and I'm not the biggest Bryce Harper fan in the world, but that being said, I think you have to look at our president of baseball operations and our bullpen as the major reason why, we're the bullpen's coming up short. And how can you walk four guys in one freaking inning? I mean, give me a break.
Dennis, I think the last time a Philly walked four batters in an inning was 2015. Like, we haven't seen this in a decade. And they had some bad teams, like 2015, 2016, 17. Yeah. Those teams stunk, and we haven't seen this since then.
Yeah, and to your point, Bryce Harper, he is not in the top 15 in baseball in home runs and not in the top 20 in RBIs. He's not even first on the team in home runs, RBIs, and he's second or third in hits, singles, doubles, and batting average. So five offensive categories, he's not number one in any of them.
And it hits, Dennis, because, I think the beginning of July was a legitimate conversation. Him, Ohtani, who's going to win the MVP, he's not even in the conversation anymore. He's fallen so far off that, like you said, probably not even a top 15 offensive player right now.
No, and I don't agree with giving him the day off. And what I would have done if I were Bryce Harper, I would have gone to the head coach, manager, and I would have said, hey, maybe you're not want to start me, but I'm ready for pinch hitting. I'm warming up. I'm stretching like every other pinch hitter does, and put me in there if you need me. That's what I would have done.
Well, and you know what it is? And it's why, and Dennis, good phone call. It's why games like Sunday are frustrating, Hugh, because in the course of a season, you're going to have some nights where you lose.
You don't have it, yeah.
So on a night or a game like Sunday where you have a chance and you kind of just say, we'll get him next time. Like, it's hard to give away games you can win. Games you're going to lose anyway. That's why when they're down by 10 and they roll Stubbs in there to pitch, it doesn't make me as angry as other people because they lost that game anyway. You know what I mean? It's over. It's almost like you're down 17 with 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter of an Eagles game. It's over, right? Like, move on next week. But when you have games like Sunday, you could win. That's why people keep coming back. And you get the day off, and then you don't hit the next day.
Yeah, but I look at it also like this, Joe, and you're right. But you got to come up big when you have days off like that. You can't go over. And one of the things that stuck out to me last night was one of the Braves relief pitchers, Grant Holmes. Hadn't had a whole lot of starts up until this point, and he looked unhittable for the most part last night.
Well, the last 17 Phillies batters went down in order, 17 in a row. I mean, that you're right. It was Grant Holmes for two innings, Jimenez, Iglesias, 17 in a row.
Yeah,
that's futile.
He looked like he out there making moonshine on the weekend too. Grant Holmes was like he out there making moonshine on the weekend.
I just pulled up his picture on the MLB app. Yeah, bro. I'd be surprised if he's not making moonshine on the weekend.
Or meth. That ain't right. I take that back.
Yeah,
I'm stereotyping him. I don't.
I think the moonshine is fair. Yeah,
the moonshine though. Yeah. Not the mess.
215.
You can do the moonshine.
592-9494. That's how you help it. All right. Before we go any further here, Hugh, we have to give away a spot. So the midday show, Fantasy Football League. The draft's going to be at Chickies of Pete's live in person draft 1 week from today. We're going to be there next Wednesday. We'll get you all the details on our exact time. We got our room set up like we did last year.
The war room.
And we'll see if Hugh stays awake for this one. We will make it a little early.
Well, it's on
time.
A Wednesday.
Yeah, well, that's right. Last time we were on a Friday. So we got a spot today to give away. Midday show, Fantasy Football League. And we're trying to figure out how to get there today. I'm like, what's the best way to give this away? And then we saw that story where, did you see who's playing John Madden in the new movie they're making about Madden?
Yes.
Nick Cage.
I also saw a picture of him. I guess it's allegedly him in L.A. walking around. He looked a little rotund. I don't know if that was the real picture or not.
You think he's getting in character?
Well, you know, because now AI is big and people manipulate pictures all the time. So you have to, like, when you look at pictures nowadays, you got to kind of, you know, just kind of question if they're legit or not. And he looked a little rotund. I thought he was getting into character, but him playing John Madden, that's going to be interesting.
So it's funny. So this came up, and we're talking before the show about, you know, the new Madden movie and Nick Cage playing it. And I mentioned that whenever I see National Treasure on TV, I stop and I watch. And then we got Kyle, who just made me feel really old because he told me no one does it anymore. No one likes channel surfs anymore. Kyle, it's over? Like, no one does this?
Yeah, I mean, the click and stick is obsolete because who the hell clicks through channels anymore? Like, you can't accidentally find a TV show or a movie. It's like, yeah, you zero in on something you want to watch and you Google it, you find the streaming service that it's on,
and you just go to
and then you pull it up. Yeah, I mean, it's 2024. You guys got to, get with the program here.
All right. Well, all of this, the fact that there's a John Madden movie, the fact that I guess no one just changes channels anymore, it all made me feel old today. So here's what we're looking for a spot in the midday show of Fantasy Football, like something that either made you feel old, like the moment you felt old, or makes you feel old? Hugh, what makes you feel old?
What makes me feel old? It's a few things, but usually when, you know, I don't understand the slang.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, my kids have started that now, and it's mostly silly stuff because they're 9 and 7, but like they'll hear, there's, I guess, these words kids say.
Yeah.
Or like phrases, and I'm like, what is that?
Yeah, like the emotion is big, and when I don't know certain stuff like that, and my younger friends, they'll call me Pop-Pop. They'll be like, oh, Pop-Pop, you didn't know what that meant. And I'll be like, I don't care, but I am comfortable.
I think Kyle and I might steal that one when we don't like
to say. I'm comfortable with my old age, though, but a lot of people aren't. But, yeah, that's the one.
When old I don't people are cool with slang. You.
Yeah, old people are super cool.
All right, what makes you feel old? Best one we hear today on the Midday Show with Joe Gillian and Pop-Pop here. We'll get you in the spot in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League. Kyle, what makes you feel? I mean, do you ever feel old, Kyle? You're not old yet.
Well, so I'm still,
you're still young.
I'm in my prime as a young man here, 28. I'll be 29 soon.
Actually, a couple weeks here.
I'm creeping towards it.
Hold on. You only got a year left of your prime, buddy. You get to 30, it's over.
So I guess I will say there's one thing that makes me realize, like, I don't got it anymore. And that's if I, like, go out for a night and have a few beverages. It might take me an extra day to
the
recover.
The recovery.
It's like, you need an entire extra day to really get back on the grind.
Yeah, you know,
I think that's for everybody.
Yeah, but you know what it is? It's a process of learning yourself through that.
Yes.
Like, when I was your age, I felt the same thing. And then I was like, well, if I just hydrate more before bed and hydrate when I wake up, I'll be fine.
Right.
And then I realized, no, I can't do that either. No. I just need to have less.
When I was in college, I could do the Friday and then Saturday night. Like, if I got to pick one day of the weekend, man, and then I need the rest to recover.
It's maintenance, like when Lane Johnson has a maintenance day here at training camp.
Yeah, load management.
Yeah, exactly. 215-592-9494. Something that makes you feel old or made you feel old at the moment you realize you're old for a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League or live draft at Chickies next Wednesday. All right, Chris in Middletown is up talking about the Phils who struggled to score runs last night. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. How we doing on this fine hump day?
Well, it's a good day. We're at Eagles practice here. I wish the Phillies could score some runs, but at least we got the Eagles in front of us.
We have an INT yet?
Not yet. History is being made in front of us, and I expect Elliot to chronicle this one up there with the great news stories in the history of media.
I'm so excited for that parade. I can't wait to be there.
I've took the day off and, you know, already booked the hotel.
So what about the Phils, Chris?
Let's go to the Phils, Kyle. Let's stay on topic. Thank you, Kyle. Guys, Phillies, here's who I had to blame with it. Blame with all this. I blame the players. I blame their approach. And in particular, I blame the stars. I blame Bryce Harper, Castellanos, who stunk in the beginning of the year, but, you know, he's come on as of late. But, like, it's been their approach, the swinging from their shoes, the, you know, just last night was, again, when they lost, it didn't shock me. That the pitcher could not throw his slider for a strike. It was out of the zone every single time. The only pitch he was located in the strike zone was his fastball, but yet they kept swinging at the breaking pitches out of the zone and, you know, just getting beat by fastballs down the middle of the plate. And it's just infuriating. To me, that, like, just encapsulates that whole second half and what we've seen. It's bad at-bats, bad approaches, bad, you know, game plan, and just stubbornness and unwillingness of the players to do what we need for them to do.
And it hasn't stopped, Chris. I mean, that it's one thing to have a bad week or two bad weeks in a row, but it's continued over and over again. And they have these nights, they look lifeless.
There was no reason to lose that game last night. No reason. The bottom, you saw what the bottom half of the lineup did. They were the ones producing. I mean, those top three players should have walked out of there, hanging their heads in shame last night. To go 0-for-12... like, that is just insane. And then Bryce, I mean, Schwarber struck out four times. Bryce struck out three times. I mean, at least Trey made contact. But that's embarrassing. I mean, you're supposed to be the leaders of this clubhouse. Show up in the big series and do that, and those guys beneath you showed up. They hit the ball. Moved.
Yeah, you know, it's unacceptable. They gotta wake up. I mean, they gotta wake up.
Bottom half of the lineup and the post game show, and they criticized Hughes Boy Rojas.
Yeah, I know. You came in here this morning and said that they criticized Rojas.
Chris, when I was in passing because I was doing something last night. When I heard, I wasn't sure if I heard it or not, but I thought I did. And when I said it, I was like, wow, that's very interesting. That when you talk about the top of the order that wasn't hidden, you go straight to Rojas. And what he's done, I just thought that was pretty
interesting. Yeah, it's crazy. No, I mean, come on.
Not
Rojas,
on the night when the top of the lineup did what
exactly.
They did. Exactly.
And yeah. I know he came up a couple times with guys on base, and he could have done something. But the bigger issue is Bryce Harper hitting, like, first-half Castellanos in the second half. That's the bigger issue. Yeah. All right, Chris, what makes you feel old?
All right, guys. So here's what makes me feel old. I'm going to take you back a number of years ago. I played baseball my entire life and into my sophomore year of college. And, you know, so I love baseball as my sport. So, you know, get married, have children. So my son's 9 at this time, and we joined a softball league. And I'm like, hey, you know, watch dad, you know, relive his glory days and me put my cape on and show him how I'm a stud. Well, I get up there, first at bat, you know, I swing out of my shoes and dribble a ball on third base. So I know I got to bust it down the line. Well, I take off, you know, as fast as I've written down the line. Well, about halfway down, my left hamstring just popped.
Oh, no.
I've never popped a hamstring. I go immediately down into the dirt, and I'm laying in the dirt, and my face is in the dirt in massive amount of pain. And I'm a pretty tough individual. I can take a lot of pain. It hurt like the worst thing in the world. And what made it all the more worse, I realized I no longer had my cape anymore, is my son comes over to me out of concern, and he's patting me on the back and telling me, are you okay, Daddy? Don't worry. It's okay. It's okay. He's consoling me, and that's when I realized the show's over.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
That's a sobering experience. I had one of those, too. That hurts. Yeah.
Chris, that's a good one, man. We'll get in the mix for Lee. He goes down, pulls the hammy. The son comes over to console him. Good one.
94 WIP breaking news.
Oh, we do have breaking news here, and it's big news, and I saw it live. I tried not to make, you know, because Chris is doing his phone call there, and so I'm trying to motion to Hugh. I'm like, Hugh, I think Jalen just threw an interception. Jalen Hurts threw an interception. The interceptionless streak is over. He does not go a full training camp without one. Yeah, hit the alarms. So I'm watching it, Hugh, and we can certain days we're here at camp, we could see everything a little bit better depending on the angle and which field they're on. Today's a pretty good one because they're almost like they're a different angle than they usually are.
Yeah.
And Hugh, so I saw the pick. I saw the defense make an interception as I looked up. And then my first thought is which quarterback did the rep, right? Because that I couldn't tell. But then I saw Jalen chasing him, like, you know, as if it's a real play and he's chasing the defender who picked the ball off. And I was like, it was him. He threw a pick. It's over.
No, and you know what's funny? You were trying to tell me that, you were trying to motion to me and say, he just threw a pick. And you know what I heard? He threw a pitch. And I'm like, who out here pitch? Because we were talking baseball.
Right.
And I'm like, a pitch? And I'm trying to look at Mike, and I'm like, what is he talking about? Then it dawned on me when I saw the defense running. I was, oh, he threw a pick. Yeah. I'm slow.
It looked like, I'm not sure if it was a safety or a linebacker, someone kind of like dropped into coverage and maybe he didn't see him.
He didn't see him.
Yeah, because he was like, he jumped in front of the receiver there, whether it was a back or a tight end. It's kind of hard at this angle. But I did see the pick and I knew right away this would be, Kyle would be all over that breaking news. So what do we think about this? Is it good he got one out of his system before week one?
Well, you know, there were some pundits out there that believed that should have been the case. Like,
yep,
he should have just went on here and throw a pick just to, you know, get it out of his system. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, I still think it's pretty impressive to go a whole training camp and only throw one pick.
Do you think the defense was more in tune with this after we told Zach Bond yesterday what was going on? Because Zach Bond seemed like he wasn't fully aware.
You know,
and
what?
Maybe they talked last night.
You know
we
what's funny? I didn't think about it that way because I remember yesterday when we talked about it, you asked me something like that. I said, well, he's probably going to forget about this interview. Don't seem like he did.
Did not. So it was Slay. Slay had the interception there. So the Hurts interception streak is over. Elliot joins the show later to react to all this. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Steve is up next on WIP. Hey, Steve.
Hey, guys. So I place the blame three parts here. One on Dombrowski for constructing this lineup. If they don't hit home runs, we don't win. That's how this team was constructed. It's also on the hitting coach, though, because at some point, when are they going to make the adjustments? If I'm a pitcher, I'm throwing every pitch in the dirt, and I'm going to let them strike themselves out. And then it's also on the players. I'm tired of watching them feeling sorry for themselves. At some point, they just need to man up and just take care of their responsibility and win the games.
Yeah, and on the last point, Steve, there's something about them where – and we always talk about vibes. Like, when things are going well, it goes really well, right? Like, the playoff games they won last year, how they destroyed the Braves and the Diamondbacks the first two games. But, boy, when it goes bad, their body language, like, collectively, is awful. I mean, Bryce,
yeah, you can just,
Trey.
You see them feeling sorry for themselves.
Yeah, they do. And like, if I – Bohm does this, too. Now, Bohm's been pretty good all year, so we've seen less of him kind of, you know, with his head down. But he does it, too, whenever he's struggling. They got to wake up because, man, if they fall out of the first two seeds and they have to play wild card weekend, it's just ridiculous. Steve, what makes you feel old?
So I was going to go with a baseball, but the last caller kind of stole my thunder. So this is what made me first realize I was getting old, and it continues to make me feel old. It wasn't so much when I got the first gray hair. It was when I started getting gray facial hair.
Oh, that'll do it.
Gray facial hair made you feel old?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
that make you feel old, Hugh?
No.
I got a decent amount of it.
Yeah, it makes me feel distinguished.
Yeah, you can spin it that way.
Now, see.
Go ahead.
No, because I, you know, this is what they call oversharing. You know,
you
what would really
do
make
that.
You? I mean, but you know,
no.
You already know.
Do you want to do?
Yeah,
that?
when you talk about what hairs make you feel old, those pubic hairs, the ones that make you feel really old, when you get those, that's when you knew you have crossed over. I ain't got those yet. But I'm just, maybe that was a little bit too much.
It was a lot, yeah.
It was a lot.
I thought the pause in the conversation, you would take it a different way. Steve, we'll get you in the mix. It's a good one. I do think it's a good one. The gray facial hair.
Yeah.
Make sure we get that.
But when you start getting gray in other areas, it's a sign. Now you know you've peaked. And you're about to be on the other side.
It's all downhill after that, apparently. All right, 215-592-9494. The Jalen Hurts interceptionless streak is over. Darius Slay picked him off. Hugh, I don't know if you noticed it, because, you know, we're in the trailer here, so the RV. I sensed a little buzz in the crowd when it happened. Now, it was a big play, right? People are here to watch a big play. And there's a decent number of people here today.
There's a lot of people
I
here today.
I think the people here knew what was at stake.
You think they knew?
I think a
you
lot
think
of,
they listened to the show.
Exactly. I think a lot of people here realized that he hadn't thrown a pick all camp. And
yeah, because it has been beat over our head for the last couple of weeks, so of course they did.
I would say at the shows we've done here, maybe once or twice a practice, like an ooh and ah from the crowd. Usually it's like an AJ Brown
like
catch. Yeah, there was a noise. There was like a gasp. Like, well, he threw a pick. Jalen Hurts, first pick of training camp on the last day. All right, the Phillies, who do you put the most blame on for this slide? And it's been a slide since the All-Star break. Is it the Stars? Is it Topper? Is it Dombrowski? Who do you put it on? Plus, spot in the Midday Show Fantasy League. We're looking here for the thing that made you feel it or makes you feel it. 215-592-9494. And we'll get to the Eagles next. There's a group of guys this roster that I think could make or break the defense this season. We'll discuss the Midday Show live from Eagles Camp on Sports Radio 9.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.